Okay, so I just want to quickly show you automation in Samplitude Pro X3 suite that I'm using. And these scripts I'm using are the very latest, which are V4. And it's with the latest Samplitude, which is 14.157. And it's important that we use these scripts and we use that version of Samplitude because specific code has been written to enable these scripts to work in the way that they do. So let me show you what we're going to do. I'm in Samplitude and I just have a string chord
M1B
playing for 8 bars. So I'll just play the beginning of that. Quite simple.
M1B.
And what we're going to do is we're going to input an automation curve of modulation so it kind of swells up the same way it would do if we recorded the mod wheel in real time, but we're going to actually draw this curve in. So what we do is we press Alt and the grave accent key, which is left of the one.
Automation menu, context menu, N, no effect track checked,
so
N.
No effect is currently checked, we up arrow once.
MIDI controller submenu,
and
M.
Then we've got MIDI controllers. In here we've got different options.
Contact 5 submenu, EQ 106, ACK slash output sub, tempo, T.
So you can automate any of these, but
ACK slash outputs, EQ, contact 5, MIDI controller submenu,
but we're going to do a MIDI controller. I'm going to select
0,
open
bank
that
MSB,
with right
0.
Arrow, and then down arrow once.
1, mod wheel, 1.
Mod wheel is CC1. Okay, so we're going to press enter,
enter
on that.
Leaving menus, VIP.
So we've got mod wheel selected to automate now. If we want to check that, we can go back into that menu with Alt and Grave accent key.
Automation
again.
Menu, context menu, MIDI control slash 1, mod wheel inactive checked, M.
And we've got a checkbox next to that now. Okay, so we know that it's there ready to.
Leaving menus,
to
VIP
work with.
Window.
So what we do is going to go to the beginning of the project.
M1B1T.
At bar 1. And then this is simple, we just press Alt and the number 1.
Create a new automation node at
the
cursor position. 50.0, automation node edit dialog.
And we're into the automation dialog, where we can enter nodes. So we're currently at 50, I'm going to just change that to
0, 5, 0.0.
To 0, and press Enter.
Enter, VIP window.
So that's our first node at bar 1, which is set to 0. Let's go to bar 5.
M5B1T's.
And let's do the same again. Alt and number 1.
Create a new automation node at the cursor position. 0.0. Automation node.
Let's make this 90.
Home. Period. 0.
So I'm going to press 9. And then if we do an inset and numpad 5.
9. 90.0.
We'll read the value. If we do an inset up arrow.
005 colon 01 colon 000 at 90.0%.
And it will read the position and the value. While we're in this dialog, we can shift tab back to the previous node we did.
Previous available node, 0.0.
And we can tab back to the
next available node, 90.00.
So it's very easy to edit in here. So let me do, I'm just going to enter on that.
Enter
to show.
VIP win.
So say if we wanted to edit either of those, we just press Alt and the number 2.
Edit next automation node at cursor position, 90.0. Automation node edit
dialog. And go to the next node. We're at the 91, so we could edit that if we wanted. We're not going to. But I could equally go back to the other one with shift tab.
Previous available node, 0.0, automation node.
So in this dialog, it's very easy to tab and shift tab through any nodes that you've inserted and edit them, delete them, whatever. Okay, so we're going to come out
escape
with that
VIP.
Because we have our curve in place now. One thing to do now is to turn monitoring off if it's a MIDI track, which it is.
Monitoring off.
And then let's have a listen.
N1B1T0.
Right, let's just get that initial thing at the beginning. Let's play it again. And there's our curve. Okay.
M1.
We get that initial one because M1B1. It was left at that, but. And that's how we would do automation with automation nodes in Samplitude with any available parameter on any plugin that you put in. And it will show in the Alt Grave Accent menu, whatever it is you want to automate.